Hi, this is Michael Sparks, and it's the AMSOIL dealer training call for Monday, July 25th, 2016. Thanks, everybody, for getting on the call. Tonight, we were bringing back our direct jobber interviews. We had the pleasure this evening to talk with Lisa Greenwood, direct jobber out of Salem, Oregon. Welcome, Lisa. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Appreciate you getting on tonight.
And hey, thanks for the invite, Mike.
Yeah, to doing this interview with us. I think it's just great for a lot of dealers that listen to our calls and our training website to just get a handle on how other dealers are building their business and the successes and everything they have. So just getting started, let's just hear a little bit about you. What's your background and all that?
Okay. Well, Air Force brat. Mother and father both were in the Air Force, so we moved around a lot. Don't have hardly any childhood friends, but that experience left me with an ability to get along with just about anybody. Lots of weird jobs, from McDonald's to working at a casino as a change person, slot mechanic. I've worked for the federal government, state governments. 3 months, 6 months, doing mostly just data entry work on their computer systems. The longest job I ever held was working for Boise Cascade in the shipping departments as their shipping clerk. Got my bachelor's degree in speech communication and sociology from Oregon State University, where my father went. Let's see, what else do you want to know?
So you did a lot of things, and what got you into AMSOIL? Like, I don't know if I've ever heard your story, so.
Yeah, it's different for sure. It's not the usual story. My father was exposed to AMSOIL when he went to the state fair, Oregon State Fair, back in 1981. He met a gentleman there that told him the Signature Series stuff could go 1 year or 25,000 miles, whichever came first. Now, bear in mind, my father flew fighter jet in the Air Force, which means he knew he was using synthetic oil in those jet engines, as they do in commercial jets. And so he's like, I've never seen synthetic oil for internal combustion engines. This guy says it'll go a year. You know, I know how to test that. So he bought some, stuck it in the engine, and 6 months later, started to get a little nervous, took a sample. It came back suitable for continued use, so he ran it another 6 months, took another sample, suitable for continued use. So once he had proved it to himself, he was on board 100% and started building his business. Over the years, I would see him open his mail, and he'd leave, you know, curiously, his checks laying out and all of his reports on the kitchen table. And, you know, I took a gander from time to time and saw these numbers rising over the months and years. And I just really couldn't see network marketing was for me, especially automotive sales. I just didn't feel like a woman could have much of an impact in that industry. So I never really pursued that, but I did dabble in a couple of other network marketing companies, all three of which are no longer in existence. And then my dad called me one day back in 2000, and he said, "Honey, I'm just not getting any younger, and I've built up a fairly successful business in AMSOIL. He's a Regency direct jobber, making six figures a year." And he said, "You know, it just really concerns me that when I'm gone, I'm worried about who's going to take care of my customers the way I do." He's very emphatic on providing exceptional customer service, including free delivery. And he said, "I want either you or your brother to step up to the plate and learn the business. I'll teach you everything you need to know." I was like, okay. So I called my brother. I'm like, "Dude, this is the scenario. You want in on this or not?" And he said, I'll never forget this, he said, "I wouldn't touch that network marketing crap with a 20-foot pole." And he said, "Lisa, you've done network marketing before, and you were an abysmal failure at it, so I don't think it's a good move for you either." I was like,
oh, wow.
Well, tell me what you really think. So that pretty much was what sealed the deal for me. I hung up on him. I was so fired up that not only did my brother not believe in network marketing after we both watched my father build this six-figure business, he also didn't have a belief in me. But my father clearly did. So I called my dad back and I said, I'm in. And he says, well, what about Chris? I said, we don't need to discuss that. So Dad pretty much taught me how he built his business. Do you want me to get into that now?
Yeah, well, let's go down here. So, you know, so you got started with your dad. So, yeah, let's go and say you just told us how you got started. And mm-hmm. he taught you from going from zero. So you didn't take over his business yet. That's going to do something I'm in the future because he's still an AMSOIL Regency direct jobber, correct?
Yeah, he is. And he's going to be 84 in September. And he still works full-time, 5 days a week, delivering to his customers. And he taught me to build it the same way that he did.
Okay. And so you're doing that business model, what they call face-to-face business model, I guess, huh? The buy the product
yeah.
and deliver them. Okay.
Yeah, that's the best way to say it.
Okay. Have you integrated any other things along with your business, online or anything?
As far as like advertising websites, is that what you're referring
yeah,
to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you do any online business at all, or is just the same way he does?
I do a little bit of online business. I had the AMSOIL dealer website from years ago, and then when they made the switch over to the Empower Kit sites, I decided to go with, I think I'm paying $175 a month right now, and they hook you into all kinds of other search engines so that you get, you show up on Yelp, all kinds of, I can't even think of all of them. I'm having a brain fart right now. But they help you get hooked up with, you know, the other search engines that make sure you get mentioned. And I am starting to see, you know, some business come in through those websites. I just have the one. And Dad did not do that package, so he still does a lot of Yellow Pages advertising. We do a little bit of that too, but I really think phone book advertising is dead. So I'm going to talk to Dad about maybe moving that money and investing it into his website instead.
Yeah, well, that just makes sense. So do you guys have a full stock of products at your location?
Yeah, I've probably got 14, 15 grand in our garage and delivery van, Sprinter van. Dad probably has that much or more out at his place. And we've just found over the years, even though we're only about 1 hour south of the one and only distribution center on the West Coast in Portland, it just saves us a lot of time if we can just pull it out of our garage or pull it out of our van and take care of a customer that just pulled the damn drain plug and just realized he doesn't have what he needs. Rather than taking two hours to run up to Portland and back to get it for them. It's just worked out really well for us over the years doing that.
And do you help service your dealers that are in your local area, too, by helping them with discounted pricing and shipping and whatnot? Is that what you guys do?
We've never done that because we're so close to the warehouse. Pretty much all the dealers either have stuff shipped direct to them because they don't live anywhere close to us. Or if they're close enough to Portland, they just go pick it up themselves. So we're really fortunate that we have a distribution center so close.
Okay. Have you done a lot of trade shows in the past or
oh,
currently?
God, yes. Oh, God, yes. That's the trial by fire. That's how Dad taught me everything I know. And at first, it was hard for him to even get me in the booth. I mean, I had done my T1 certification. That was the first thing I did. And, of course, back then we didn't have AU online. So I was studying the home study courses, and he would invite me into the booth. And the first time he invited me in, he said, I just want you to sit and listen. I'm not going to ask you to talk to any customers. So that was the first trade show. All I had to do was sit and listen to how he spoke to customers or prospects, how he asked questions. He said, pay attention to the questions I ask and kind of the rhythm and flow of the conversation. I said, okay. The next time we did a trade show, he made it a point to take his lunch outside of the booth, which meant I was going to be by myself for 30 minutes. And I panicked. And he's like, you'll be fine. You know, I've got my cell phone. You've got yours. You know, if you get stuck, can't answer a question, just call me. I'll come back over and help you out. So, oh, okay, cool. And so it was just little baby steps that he took me through at trade shows to the point where, you know, now you could leave me in a booth all day by myself and I'd be just fine and I'd probably sell a bunch of Amsoil and sign a bunch of people up.
Well, and I think that's probably one of the best things about trade shows. You know, all of us, you know, are out there building our own business. But if you can be mm-hmm. around somebody else that has more experience or knows more about the products, you're just going to learn just by being around those people. And obviously you have a pro in your father that you could emulate and learn from, and that's always a bonus right there. So,
absolutely. And the one thing I would say about trade shows, sorry for interrupting, but
the one thing
I would say about trade shows, and I don't know if this is consistent across the United States or if it's just weird here in Oregon, but what we found over the years doing trade shows is most people won't buy at the trade show. We get very few sales at the trade show. But if we follow up with them, if we get their contact information and follow up with them, because everyone says, I just changed my oil, right? If we follow up with them and catch them before the next time they're ready to change their oil, and we've done enough education, you know, helping them understand why AMSOIL is better, what the benefits are for their wallet and the benefits for their vehicles and equipment, more often than not, we will get the sales down the road. So you may lay out $1,500 for a 10x20 space at a show. You may not recoup those costs in new sales until 3, 6, 12 months after you do that show, as long as you keep following up with those prospects.
That's typically the way that works for us, and it's, you know, a lot of times a year to 15 months, and there's plenty of stories of dealers and direct jobbers. I know, like, Tom Worth had his AMSOIL dealer application on his desk for 2 years and never filled it out that he met at a trade show, you know, so it's things like that happen all the time, and we just try to, you know, stay in touch with those customers. And I think a lot of dealers, they get disappointed because they don't do that follow-up after the trade show for the next, you know, 6 months to a year or more. And it sometimes just takes that long to get people to, you know, it takes seven times, they say, average of seven times to exposures for a customer to get them to buy. So, you know, the first exposures at the show, that doesn't mean they're going to buy right away. So so it's not just Oregon. That's typically the way our business runs too. So,
cool.
Yeah. So
good to know.
So your dad's been around AMSOIL since the 80s. You know, he's probably got the whole marketplace out there captured. Is it flooded with AMSOIL dealers in
heck
Oregon?
No. Are you kidding me? you got to remember that there's a new crop of kids graduating from high school every year and a new crop of kids graduating from college every year. Think about that. How many people is that, you know? How many community colleges and high schools do you have near you? Every year you've got a fresh crop of kids. And so you need to find out, where do the kids hang out? Well, a lot of them do power sports events, so go to those. Or they hang out at the races or the drags or whatever. Hang out in those places and get to know those kids. Chat them up. Start building those relationships.
Yeah, definitely. We as AMSOIL dealers, and myself included, need to start focusing on some of these younger folks. They might not be in the position now to spend a lot of money, but everybody that goes to college and you know, they might start businesses. They might be in charge of equipment. If they can have a positive experience in their power sports equipment, you know, they're going to remember that. And you know, if they're in charge of other types of equipment as they move up the ladders of success, they'll maybe be interested in buying products for fleets and commercial, and you know, if they own retail businesses or what have you. So that's always a good thing. And AMSOIL, I think, you know, even the coloring book, you know, exposing somebody at, you know, 5 years old to AMSOIL, they might remember that, you know, 10 or 15
Absolutely.
Years down the road. So this is this is definitely a long-term company, and they try to think that way. So
yeah, and it's really about, like you said, it's about building the relationships. I really, when I'm doing a trade show or a car race, I have the attitude that I don't care whether they buy from me or not. I really don't. I'm totally unattached to the outcome. And that takes the pressure off them and me. And then we can just have a conversation, get to know each other. I can do a little education if they don't know that much about AMSOIL, and start planting the seeds for down the road. Like you said, it could be as much as 12 to 15 months after you have that first conversation. And I always tell them to go on the AMSOIL corporate website and check out all the performance tests. I say, don't take my word for it, but I do think you should take the word of a certified independent lab. And I tell them, I said, when you're looking at those test results, look for the brands that are consistently in the top three, top four on every single test. That's a well-formulated oil. If there's a brand that does first place on one test and last place on the next one, sorry, but I'm probably not putting that in my engine.
Yep, yep. So let's go on to here. I've got a question about sponsoring, and I was wondering how you feel about sponsoring, since we talked about network marketing, and you were involved with several before you got involved with AMSOIL. What's your thoughts on that? And are you do you do quite a bit of sponsoring?
I do. And I was just pulling up the numbers on my dad's dealer dashboard and my dealer dashboard. The reason I have access to his is because he's not computer savvy, so I do all of his computer work for him. So I was just looking at those numbers, and I was comparing the number of dealers, PCs, retail accounts, commercial accounts, and catalog customers. And the two, well, there's really only one big difference between his numbers and my numbers. They're really pretty similar, except for he's got almost three times as many dealers as my husband and I have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you that, 72% of our income comes from our retail accounts, okay? And only 16% of our income comes from our dealers. Now let me give you my dad's numbers. My dad gets 30% of his income from his retail on-the-shelf accounts, but he gets 54% of his income from his downline dealers.
Wow.
And I can tell you he's making 75% more than we are. That should be red flags, bells, whistles, flashing lights. Recruit. Yes. Where did I see it in Eric Worre's book? Page 45, he says, your ability to get a large group of people to consistently do just a few simple things over an extended period of time is his formula for financial independence and network marketing. I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's not like you're going out there looking for the next Dave Mann. I mean, it would be nice if we all found one of those guys, right? It's really about just getting everybody to do a little bit over a consistent period of time.
And I think that's where people get disappointed. And, you know, we all get disappointed. We look at our list at the end of the month, and we're like, well, how come we, you know, and should we have never sponsored that one person that doesn't ever do anything, you know? But you don't know, and you can't. I'm sure Eric Worre has in there. You know, you can't tell the posers from the producers or whatever he calls it.
Exactly.
Everybody, you said that we thought that was going to be the number one, the next Dave Mann, has flopped, and the people we didn't think had a chance at all, you know, end up doing pretty good in AMSOIL.
Exactly.
So yeah. So sponsoring
yeah, so
is important.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Sponsor. I mean, all I do is really when I'm having a conversation with people, I offer them a wholesale account. If they're a business owner, obviously I'm going to try and get them into a commercial or a retail account. But if it's a retail store or a repair shop, I'm going to also offer them a dealership. Now, Amazon may not like that. I don't care. My dad has two dealers that own repair shops, and they're his two biggest dealers, obviously. They pump a lot of AMSOIL through those repair shops. And we've got a couple of dealers in our downline that are also owners of repair shops. I think it's a great way to go.
Yeah, exactly. For those that want it, you know, I always try to put somebody where they wants to be. I don't try to force them, because otherwise then they're not happy. But I give them the options, and whatever they want to do, I'm there to support them any way I can. Obviously, I like to sponsor dealers. I wish mine was at 50% of personal downline, but not quite there yet. I'm working on it.
Same here. like I said, it's all about giving people options and let them choose what's best for them. If you try to shove them a round peg into a square hole, that can come back to bite you.
As far as the women in AMSOIL, you know,
hello. Michael, I'm not hearing you. Hello, hello. Michael.
It's just me or what? Can you hear me? Hold on. Can anybody else hear me?
I hear you, Michael.
I can hear you, Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Okay. Okay, it must be Lisa. Are you there, Lisa? She must have went off. I don't see her on there now. Hopefully she'll call back on. Oh, there she is.
He tried to talk to you a couple times. There you are. There you go.
Hello,
hold on. Okay, try this again. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, you were gone.
I could hear you fine. It was weird. I unmuted everybody. They could all hear me. So we're back on track.
Cool.
So as far as women in AMSOIL, you know, give us your thoughts on that.
Well, I think we need more women in AMSOIL. I think women have an easier time with selling AMSOIL, and let me give you a couple of reasons why. And men, if you're married, and first of all, obviously we know married couples are more successful in network marketing. So if you can figure out ways to get your spouse involved to help and support you in the business, it'll be much better. But I think especially when I'm doing a trade show, men will walk up to me because they don't feel threatened. Two, they probably think I don't know much. And I usually blow their socks off with how much I do know. So I think women have a great advantage, especially in this industry, and I would like to see more women moving up the ranks. Absolutely.
And why do you think it is that there's not as many women as in, like, you know, other traditional network marketing companies? Is seems like there's more women in that than anything else, and then obviously it's the opposite in AMSOIL. So why do you think that is?
Well, it's just like me when I got started. You know, when I was saying, yes, you know, Dad, teach me everything you know, at that point in time, all I knew was how to change a tire, how to change the oil. That was about it as far as, you know, or repair work on a car. Most men do not teach their daughters. Most fathers don't teach their daughters much about cars. And I'm hearing some statistics nowadays that the millennials, most of them don't know how to change a tire or change their oil. And, you know, it scares the crap out of me that that's the case, but whatever. So I think, one, it's just women don't have, most women are just not nurtured in learning those basic life skills. I consider them to be life skills. Two, I think... women, because of our role in society, we're expected to be the nurturers, and we've been fighting for years to get equal pay for equal work. And they just can't see themselves selling motor oil to guys. They just don't get why that would be beneficial to them, and they assume, like I did at first, that men wouldn't want to talk to a woman about motor oil, gear lube, grease, tranny fluid. But I really think women have an advantage in this, especially in this industry, because they don't expect us to know as much, and they feel that we are less threatening to talk to. And I've had some, you know, most of the conversations that I've had with prospects last at least a half hour to 60 minutes, because they just feel very comfortable talking with a woman.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, I think a lot of times women are actually better at customer service and follow-up. If you look in the customer service industry, anything like that, it's a lot of women that are in, you know, customer service. And I think, you know, that should be at least 75% of your business is customer service and follow-up.
Absolutely.
So if you can be good at that, then, you know, obviously you're going to have more success.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly, yeah.
So as far as customer service goes and stay in touch with those customers, you have any tips or pointers for the listeners that you guys do to you know, maybe do that follow-up and stay in touch and everything?
We send out thank you cards. And we've always been, you know, if you're not calling and wishing someone a happy birthday, and of course now with Facebook, you know, we know when their birthday is. It's not walking in to deliver 7 cases of oil and then you see their other birthday cards on their counter. Now we can look up on Facebook and see when it is and send a card ahead of time. You know, obviously we have the Amsoil branded cards that we can use for that. It's just another step in your customer service process to appreciate people. And that's one of the things I've learned over the years is appreciation is far better than just doing the self-promotion thing. Customers, well, not just customers, people in general, with the way the whole world is right now, we're just so fragmented and distanced from each other. You know, everybody's into the Pokemon Go and not having conversations. I mean, not all the time, but it just seems like there ought to be ways to get people back together, communicating more and making those connections that develop into long-lasting friendships. So I actually lost my train of thought on that one.
Oh, you appreciation and you know, getting, like you say, the face-to-face part, that probably is a lot. Says a lot to building those relationships. It's a lot harder if you don't get to see them, you know. So I'm guessing you have a lot of local accounts, but you know,
yeah.
Of course, with Facebook now, I encourage all my dealers to connect with as many of their customers as possible, and on a personal level, you know, and you know, try to stay out of the politics and all that other stuff. But
yep.
You know, hey, if you can wish somebody a birthday, and you know, I had one of my customers today just sent me a message on Facebook for an order. You know, it didn't call me, just, hey, I need this and this and this, and this that way, you know. So
yep.
Personal cell phones, I you know, they send me text messages for orders now. It's just awesome. So
yeah, I get text,
saves a lot of time,
orders,
you know?
Too. It does.
Yep.
It does. And that's another thing too, is find out how they want to be communicated with. If all they want to deal with is phone calls, then you should do phone calls. If they want to be communicated with via email, then do that. Ask them what is their preferred method of communication. Like you were just saying, Michael, I've got a bunch of customers now, too. They're like, hey, just check in with me with a text message every Monday and Thursday, and I'll let you know if I need anything. Great. No problem. I can do that.
Yep.
So take advantage of the technology that we have today and use what's comfortable for your customers. Don't force people to do what you want to do. They may not react well to that.
Right, excellent. I agree 100%. So what's your goal for the future in Amsoil? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, I think probably within the next, I would say, 6 to 8 months, We're probably going to be moving up a rank, I would think, based on what I now know about our largest retailer. We want to get our three kids involved in learning the business and start training them now so that they can take over if something unexpected happens to us. I mean, obviously, we all plan around to be in at least 100 years old, right?
So I tell everybody, exactly.
Yeah, but stuff still happens, you know. So it's a really good idea to start thinking about the future and planning for it, putting it in the will. You know, is your husband, is your wife going to inherit the business? Is it going to be sold off? Is a child or grandchild going to inherit the business? Well, get them involved now. Get them trained now. Get them involved in helping you with the daily activities now. Make sure they know what your username and password is so they can get into your account and access your customer list. I've seen and heard far too many stories where the parents, the dealers, didn't prepare for these types of things, or maybe they did, but something happened and it had to go through probate, and by the time the kid who was supposed to inherit the business finally was able to get the customer list from Amsoil, because they have to have a legal document telling them it's okay to turn that information over, they'd lost two-thirds of their customers because they accidentally didn't think about it, didn't know. They had shut both parents' phone numbers off. And so all these customers were calling, these phones shut off. They had no way to call in orders, and they had never been told that they could contact Amsoil directly to place orders. So by the time the daughter inherited the business and started contacting everybody, they had started buying Amsoil elsewhere. Two-thirds of the business was gone.
Oh, wow.
So
definitely something to think about.
Start planning now. Now. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something you want to leave to chance.
Exactly. Well, last thing I have here is if you got anything you'd like to say, you know, to the group or to anybody listening. This is, like I said, these are be posted out on the internet for people to listen to, and a lot of dealers that are not even in our team. I do this not just for myself, but I do it for all the dealers that want to help get help and learn how to make a more prosperous Amsoil business. If you got any comments you'd like to talk about, have at it.
Okay. Let's see. Obviously, you've probably heard this before, but it's so true. If you treat your business like a hobby, you're going to get hobby-sized income. If you treat it like a business, you're going to get business-sized income. But you need to understand, first of all, I highly recommend reading Eric Worre's GoPro book. In that book, he tells you to take daily action. He tells you that in the beginning, you're going to be doing more work and getting paid less per hour for that work initially until you build up enough customers and enough downline distributors to the point where you can actually start working less but making more per hour. That's a fact in network marketing. Accept it, embrace it, and persist until you get where you want to go. And realize that it's not a destination, it's a journey. I'm sure you've heard this before, Michael. Many people have said that network marketing is really, and they never tell you this, network marketing is really a personal growth and development program with a compensation plan attached. And the way you're going to get to your financial goals in network marketing is to become a better version of yourself. Improve your communication skills, improve your product knowledge, you know, get out there and soak up every piece of training you can get, whether it's from Amsoil, from outside sources, from other network marketing trainers. There's a ton of free training out there that will help you learn and grow and develop a huge successful business, but no one's going to bring it to you on a silver platter. You got to go out there and get it and make it happen.
Wow, that's excellent advice for sure. And, you know, any kind of training, reading books, and I know a lot of people don't like to read, but, you know, they got books on tape now, and you can download them on Audible, all kinds of places. So there's really no excuse. You're driving in your car, turn off that crappy music or turn off
right.
that that god-awful political radio crap. You know, I can't stand the radio in my car. If I'm not listening to a tape or a CD or a podcast, you know, I just sit in silence because it's not worth it. But, yeah, that's definitely good advice. Well, Lisa, I appreciate you getting on tonight, and it's always nice to hear from other successful direct jobbers. You going to be at the convention?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and my dad will be there. You bet.
Oh, all right. Looking forward to seeing you down there in Tampa. And
me too.
It's going to be a fun time. And congratulations on your successes. And we are wishing to see you, you know, rise to the top and keep working at it, because I think this company is just keeps getting better. As I say, best time to be an AMSOIL dealer was 20 years ago. Second best time is today, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, Michael. I'm really fortunate and blessed to have been invited on your team call. It's a pleasure to speak with your group, and if there's anything further I can do to assist you guys, or if you ever want to do a more specific call on another subject at a later date, let me know. I'd be glad to help.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you very much, Lisa, and we hope you have a great evening, okay?
Thank you so much, Michael. Take care, everybody.
Yep. Let me put off mute here. Find it. Oh. Everybody, appreciate you getting on tonight. Thank you, everyone. Hope everybody has a great week and get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Mike.
Hi, Michael.
My buddy, Joe.